This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. tallied nearly 6 million cases of the coronavirus on Sunday. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Four Midwestern states recently reported record one-day increases in new cases. The states of Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. That's all, again, according to Johns Hopkins. Meanwhile, the states of Montana and Idaho say their numbers of hospitalized COVID-19 patients are also setting records. The spike of new cases can be traced to large gatherings. In Iowa, the counties that are home to the University of Iowa and Iowa State University are reporting many of the new cases. Both schools are holding some in-person classes. Other infections have been traced to an annual motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota. While the United States has the most recorded infections in the world, it ranks 10th based on cases per capita, with Brazil, Peru, and Chile having higher rates of infection. That's according to Reuters. The United States also has the most deaths in the world at nearly 183,000. But it ranks 11th for deaths per capita, according to Reuters. Johns Hopkins University reports there are more than 25 million COVID-19 cases worldwide. The worldwide death toll stands at 844,283. India on Sunday set a coronavirus record when it reported over 78,700 new infections over 24 hours. It was the world's highest single-day rise, even as it continued to open up the economy. Home to 1.3 billion people, India is already the world's third most infected nation, with more than 3.5 million cases, behind only the United States and Brazil. It has also reported more than 63,000 deaths, according to the Indian Health Ministry toll. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Tens of thousands protested in the Belarusian capital of Minsk on Sunday, the president's birthday, demanding he resign. At least 140 protesters were arrested Sunday, according to the Belarusian Interior Ministry. President Alexander Lukashenko turned 66 on Sunday. 3 weeks ago, he was declared the winner of an August 9th election with about 80% of the vote. Critics of the president say the election was rigged. Lukashenko, who has held power for 26 years, denies any election irregularities. The main opposition candidate, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, got just under 10% of the vote. She said she would never accept the election results, and she fled to Lithuania. She said she did so to protect her children. Protests have rocked the country since the election results were announced, but Lukashenko has given no indication that he would consider stepping down. Russian President Vladimir Putin called Lukashenko on Sunday to wish him a happy birthday and invite him to Moscow. Putin has repeatedly offered support to Lukashenko as Belarus faces sanctions from the West. Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, is poised to be designated prime minister on Monday after winning the support of major parties to form a new government facing a crippling financial crisis and the aftermath of the Beirut port explosion earlier this month. Adib is set to be designated just ahead of a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, who is prominent in international efforts to press Lebanese politicians to address a crisis seen as Lebanon's worst since its civil war, which ended in 1990. The previous government, led by Hassan Diab, quit on August 10th over the port blast in which a massive amount of unsafely stored chemicals exploded at a warehouse. Once designated, the process of forming a new government will get underway. Until a new administration is agreed, the Diab government continues in a caretaker capacity. Lebanon's financial crisis is seen as the biggest threat to its stability since the civil war. The currency has lost as much as 80% of its value since October last year, and savers have been locked out. They have been locked out of their deposits in a paralyzed banking system. Poverty and unemployment have soared. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has revealed the names of the appointed members and leaders of the country's High Council for National Reconciliation, a body tasked with leading peace negotiations with the Taliban. A presidential decree issued Saturday lists political figures, leaders of political parties, and renowned religious leaders among the more than 40 council members that Ghani has approved. You can find more on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.